Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert this morning. And it's time for a visit with Just G.
You're so good for my ego.
So Miss Just G is here from Iowa Specialty Hospital, the Webster City Clinic. And
yeah.
You might go, what? I didn't think it was there yet. But really, it is here.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing a better one.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Bigger and better.
Okay, so we started this last week.
Right.
And there were walls up. I went past it this week, and there's places for little windows.
I know. They're
in
so
there now.
Cool. Those are called clear stories.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What
and
does that mean?
It's just a window up high, a small window that lets in natural light.
Okay.
So if you're tall enough to look out of there, then you're a freak of nature.
And we probably can't help you at Iowa Specialty Clinics or any other place in Iowa.
Yeah, we need to send you on for further treatment.
We have a special place for you.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, very good. Very good. But let's kind of recap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked a little bit last week about some of the differences, but sometimes if you throw all those numbers out, you got to give people another shot at it.
Right.
So kind of give us literally the X's and O's.
Okay. Last week we talked about the current square footage of the location where we are presently.
Okay.
And that office space, it has 3,030 square feet, which is, you know, a nice, good-sized building. But when you factor in clinicians, providers, patients, office staff, it's crowded.
Sure.
And everybody's vying for a private space.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. Are you done with that gown yet? Yeah, crazy. So the new clinic on Superior is going to be 13,400 square feet.
Okay.
And Peggy Roberts, who is our clinic leader, and I got the honor of getting a tour last week so far of what's been
Nobody gave you a pickaxe or anything to start?
Not even a hard hat. I just,
oh,
you know, yeah.
Well,
so
man.
I wanted a
Get
cool
your money
selfie.
Back.
Like, I don't care. But anyway, so there'll be, right now we have 6 exam rooms.
Okay.
And when this is done, we will have 24.
Holy smokes.
So, huge difference. And it is one thing, I will tell you, to drive by the construction site and see it. And it's a little deceiving because the building runs east and west.
Oh, yeah.
So, what you're looking at from Superior Street is actually the employee entrance.
Okay.
And the main entrance will be on the east side of the building.
Okie dokie.
And this was done, first of all, bigger, better space.
Sure.
Allotment. And secondly, from an aesthetics perspective,
mm-hmm.
when you're sitting in the waiting area on the east side of the building, you look out and all you see is those trees.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's pretty. And it's good for the soul and very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Very
yeah.
good. Very good. Oh,
so,
that was good planning.
It was, yeah. So we walked in the building anyway and walked in the employee entrance and
okay.
my mouth just dropped open. I told you last week, I said, I'm just fascinated by construction anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't understand how you go from a drawing to, oh my gosh, this looks exactly like your drawing. I don't get it, but it fascinates me. So we're going through and Joel Peterson is saying, okay, well, this is going to be this room, and this is going to be this office, and this exam room, and this area. And one of the things that struck me as being really cool about this clinic is, first of all, the area for the waiting room
okay.
is huge. And then we have a separate waiting area specifically for OB.
Oh.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
Because, let's face it, pregnant girls don't fit as well in regular chairs as, you know.
And maybe they're hormonal. I don't know. Maybe you just don't want to be in the room with them.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, that's not. Well, because OB is kind of a niche for you guys, isn't it?
Yes, it
is. As far as really making sure that's one of your specialties at Iowa Specialty. Right.
And I know we talked about that last week and how I had mentioned that we had a record-setting year last year,
mm-hmm.
even during COVID. That we delivered 508 babies, and we are on target to do more than that this year. It just is crazy to me because every time not every time, but I think it's the mother and father's discretion.
Sure.
That they play the lullaby song. Aww. Overhead whenever a baby is born.
Nice.
Sometimes we just hear that all the time. Or in our daily huddles, our OB leader will say, well, we have 5 postpartums, or we have 3 postpartums, and
okay,
it's just nuts. Huh. Yeah.
But how fun that is. Plays.
Yeah.
Or you could do a whoops, there it goes, another
okay. Yeah, we actually toyed with that idea, too, but it's crazy because everybody just stops in their tracks and goes, aw.
Yes, I would think so. Nice thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, the new clinic will have that separate OB waiting room, and then their clinic will be incorporated in with ours, too.
So, okay. Okay.
Dr. Gabrielson's.
Right. Yep. Which we talked about last week is that. Okay.
So that's kind of a recap. And then I was just going to say, too, I think a lot of people are familiar with, and maybe they're not. I don't know. This is because I'm immersed in it. But we send out random surveys. This company called Press Ganey.
Okay.
Sends out random surveys to our inpatients and outpatients. And we, Webster City Clinic, I was talking to Peggy, and she just wanted me to mention that we get lots of compliments on our Press Ganey surveys on how our providers and staff really take the time to listen to the patients and how thorough they all are and how they take the time to explain things to them so they understand.
Nice.
It is nice because I think that's in a world where all we do is rush around and assume too much that people know what you're talking about or what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously have this down here at the Webster City Clinic. Because awesome. We get a lot of compliments from our surveys.
And just think how much more room you'll have to take that one-on-one time now.
Exactly.
As you get the new one up and running. And we should let folks know that it's not like it's going to be ready tomorrow.
No.
We're still doing all the business at the existing location. But the new one, you know, that's next spring.
Yeah. Yep, spring of 2022.
Sure.
That's even hard to say.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I processed a credit card this morning that said 2025.
Oh, my.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. That is terrible.
Slow down a little bit. But honestly, I mean, it's almost already September.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, you know, we are accepting new patients all the time.
Okay.
So don't think that you have to wait until the new clinic is built.
Yeah.
We'll take you now. And then you're already in the system and you're familiar. And then just seamless.
So that's a question I have for you.
Yeah.
So let's say somebody is, you know, maybe they've just moved here or maybe they feel it's time to change providers.
Mm-hmm.
So how tough is it to transfer your stuff from anywhere else to the Iowa Specialty Hospital's Webster City Clinic?
All it really takes you is a phone call to our medical records department.
Okay.
Once we have your permission to go forward, they contact the other facility and get all of your medical records.
Oh, fabulous.
And then we just put them into our system. You make an appointment, show up at our clinic, and boom, we have your records.
Because it makes sense to me that if you're going to make that change and you know you're going to, why not get the groundwork done before you need to?
Right.
Then that part is handled.
Yep. And I don't think anybody ever has to do that on their own. We have people.
You've got people.
All right. Who will help with that process.
Okay.
So if for some reason it goes awry or things aren't don't think that it's dead in the water. We help.
It's not hundreds of phone calls on your part.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. And
perfect.
I think that's kind of part of the reason that people don't do it is because they think it's too difficult.
It seems very intimidating.
Years ago, like 1,000 years ago, I used to work at a bank.
Okay.
And one of the things that we developed when I worked there was called a switch kit.
Oh,
where
yeah.
We would just do all that switching from your other bank to our bank. Mm-hmm. This is the same concept.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about today, just briefly, is the providers that we have in the clinic presently and kind of just a quick synopsis of what they
okay.
do, what they specialize in. So Dr. John Swisher is the newest provider to our clinic. He is board certified in family medicine and has been since 2009. And he's also board certified in sports medicine since 2010.
Okay.
He sees all ages, infant to elderly, for acute illness, injury, annual prevention exams, physicals, and then, of course, sports injury is his specialty.
Okay.
So he's already working a little bit with the schools.
Nice.
And isn't, because he's board certified in that area, he would be an excellent physician to see.
Sure.
All of your sports medicine needs.
Well, and actually we hope he is very bored.
Right.
And
I know.
That he's got kind of nothing to do.
Yeah, because you don't wish people to be injured, but darn it, if they do, just come and see him.
History tells us that that could happen.
It's going to happen.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And probably a good idea to talk to him sooner than later, because yeah. I know it's shocking, but not many sports injuries heal themselves.
Right, or they heal themselves incorrectly, and then you're 50-some years old thinking, I wish I would have gotten that taken
yes.
care of.
Yes, well, I think that's the hardest thing about sports injuries.
Yeah.
Is, you know, as a bulletproof teenager, mm-hmm. when you do it, it's like, ah, you know, rub a little dirt in it, I'm fine, put me in coach.
Yep.
But then when you're not a teenager and you're have a lot more experience than that, you yeah. do, the snap, crackle, pop in the morning.
I have an example of that. I have a roller skating rink injury with a permanently bent finger.
Yep, that finger should kind of go straight up instead of over.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I fell on the roller skates, and I probably broke the finger, but my sure. mom at the time was like, meh, rub some dirt in it. Here I am, all these years later, with a bent mm-hmm. finger. So,
yep. Yeah, it is. So that stuff is...
It's important.
It's a good idea to get in touch with somebody who's an expert in sports medicine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when we have our orthopedic team come on site to our new clinic,
okay,
they'll be visiting, then we will be so well-rounded
excellent.
For the athletes, yeah.
Excellent.
So we also have Kristen Davison and Carrie Patton. They are both certified physician assistants, and these gals are phenomenal. They see all ages, infant to elderly, for acute illness, injury, annual prevention exams, and physicals. Same as Dr. Swisher, they just aren't sports medicine specialists in
okay.
that respect. And I always think about this, too, and I made a little note. I say acute a lot, mm-hmm. acute illness, acute injury, and I think there's a lot of people that probably don't understand that word. It means sudden onset.
Okay.
So
it doesn't mean, it isn't a reflection of severity.
Right.
It's how quickly it happens.
It just came on.
Okay. Well, good point to make.
Yep. Yep. And then Tricia Bartlett, she's a certified physician assistant in dermatology. She sees patients here in Webster City at the clinic on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, sees patients in the Boone Clinic on Mondays. So she's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here, Boone on Mondays.
Okay.
And she provides surgical, medical, and cosmetic treatments of the skin, such as acne, aging and wrinkles, allergic reactions, eczema, excessive sweating, hives, poison ivy, I mean, the list goes on. Rosacea, shingles,
oh, wow.
skin cancer. She does Botox and chemical peels.
So can you go directly to her, or do you need a referral?
I don't think you need a referral, but I would call the clinic.
Okay.
And by the way, that number is 832-3332.
3332. Okay.
Yeah. So I would just call and make sure, because every case might be different, but it never hurts.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about the providers that are there presently. And then we have a couple of job openings.
Oh, okay.
So come and join our team. We would love to have you.
Okay.
So we have a position open for a CMA, LPN, or RN, and this is a float position. And it says full-time float position within the Webster City Clinic and Fort Dodge, primarily Monday through Friday with hours varying and some possible Saturday mornings. Responsibilities would be rooming patients, ordering tests, referrals, coordination of care, will work in areas of family practice and specialty areas. This candidate will be required to work at all Iowa specialty hospital locations as needed,
okay.
which is pretty standard.
Sure.
And the other one is a PRN position for a medical secretary available at the Webster City Clinic. Again, applicant must be able to multitask, be detail and team oriented. This position will work with a range of patients from newborn to geriatric. Duties include basic office and computer skills, personal demeanor, confidentiality, excellent communication skills, and dependability are required. Position will require you to answer the phone, schedule patient appointments, scanning, faxing, and perform other duties as assigned. And then also may be required to work at other locations. If you are interested in applying for either of those positions, please go to our website at iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers.
Okay. Very good.
iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers. You can apply right online.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And you know, when we started this, we talked about how, oh, at about, you know, this far into our, We're twice that.
Just two gals yapping away.
Yeah, well, there's just so much to talk about.
I know.
So can we put our show and tell for next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still gonna post them.
Okay. So, well, then we can test people.
Yeah.
I'll not look.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'll not look, so I won't cheat.
Well, I did say that we did have a tour last week, and mm-hmm. I took some photos, and so we are going to be posting those photos on our Facebook page.
Fabulous.
After the show.
Okay.
So if you are interested and super curious, like me, mm-hmm. go to our Facebook page, Iowa Specialty Hospital, and you can see the teaser photos.
Yes, yes. You can see what she did on her summer vacation.
Right.
Or her tour exactly. of the new building. And what were the tall windows called again?
Clear Story.
Clear Story. Yep. Okay. All right.
If any...
Who has to clean those?
I don't know.
Not just G.
Yeah, not
just
not G. G.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today for our talk. There's just so much to talk about. We're just going to have to pace ourselves.
I think so.
That's just all there is. But that's what's the lucky thing about this is that we're doing this every week.
Right.
So we'll have that opportunity to talk about a lot of different things as we go along.
Absolutely.
As things happen. As
and
acute
maybe,
things happen.
Maybe when we get closer, we could do a couple on site.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Field trip.
Field Woo-hoo! Trip.
Very good. That's been our Talk to the Expert program today with Gina from the Iowa Specialty Hospital, Webster City Clinic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.